everyone. Welcome to the Chika Travel Podcast. My name is Lelo Boyana, and today I'm so excited about the topic. I think I kind of got carried away because I started talking about travel and I didn't take into consideration that there are people who have never even traveled outside of the country. So today I'm taking it back to what are the basics, what are the tips and tricks for people that have not traveled at all. So what do you need to look out for? How do you apply for a visa, travel insurance, what is it, and all those other things. So before I get into today's episode, I just want to thank you once more for all your feedback on social media, for all the ratings that you give to the podcast on Apple Podcast. I loved your feedback on the interview that I did with Vida, so thank you so, so much. Today I am joined by Lebohang, who calls himself at Lebza for show. Oh gosh, and he's also infamous for that laugh. The worst laugh on earth. That laugh.
I'm not doing this
Hello,
with you.
Hello,
Lelu.
How are you?
Kotan, how are you?
I'm fine, welcome.
Thank you. It's so cold outside. Eh?
Yes, it's winter, it's July. We're expecting summer in July.
Because, I mean, it's thing. It's hot in Amsterdam right now. So I do not understand. It's kind of weird, eh?
Wow.
Doesn't make sense,
wow,
but anyway.
Welcome to South Africa.
Thank you.
And I also have my friend Lerato, a.k.a. At Lavisto.
Lavito.
Oh, Lavisto, Lavito. Oksala, I know your name is Lerato.
I need to also open up with the laugh. Because now I must beat Leza. How are you, Lela?
I'm good, thank you.
I'm
welcome.
I'm good. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yes, guys.
This should be fun.
Yes, it's going to be very fun. I think I invited you guys specifically because I think I've actually traveled with you guys to a couple of places. And you've been there since the beginning. So I thought when we take it back, so let's have people that have also that are also kind of relatable. Can you imagine me coming bringing a celebrity to talk about the first time you travel? Because the first time they travel, everybody's paying for everything.
You know?
Everybody's
lucky people. Hey?
They're just like they probably pay for everything.
Everybody's organizing their visas.
Like,
they don't need
life.
So just a bit about Lebza. The first time you traveled, whether it was locally or internationally, just tell us a bit about your first trip.
Funny enough, it was actually with you and sponsored by you.
Wow.
Was that your first trip ever? You must have gone on traveled to other places in South Africa before then.
I mean, I've when I was still in high school, not high school, I mean primary.
Yes.
It was to Johannesburg.
That doesn't count.
No, but remember, I'm also from Bushbuckridge, so for me it was a big deal.
Okay. And then the second, did you go to the zoo?
We went to Gold Reef City. Oh, wow. We did like quite a few places. And then I also did Durban when I think I was in grade 4.
Mm-hmm.
So that was nice, but I don't remember much.
Okay, so the first one that you remember was this one that we went
to Durban.
Okay.
As well, because I told you that I've never been like on a plane before. They're just like, what? You can't work for JC and not be flying, so I'm gonna hook you up. And that's exactly what you did. And I think after that trip, because I was so inspired, it's like, oh my goodness.
And we were flying business. We flew business.
Oh,
wow. Amazing. Yeah.
And because I spoke to a couple of people and they were telling me that I need to buy gum because they my ears are gonna get blocked.
That happened now to Sia the first time we flew.
Busy like a chippies because I'm just like
waiting for this thing.
And I'm also and then there's those paper bags and they're talking about if you want. I'm just like, oh my goodness, like what if I throw up? What if I embarrass myself?
Shame.
Like what's gonna happen? Or what if I have like what if I get nervous?
Yes.
And so there was all these like things going on in my head, but mostly I was so excited. I'm just like, oh my goodness, like finally. It was actually quite exciting. And then after that I never looked back.
Wow.
Exactly. After that, we take it for granted that you've traveled so much and you forget about that some people have never been in a plane.
Yeah.
Never been to the airport. You don't know what to do when you get there.
Mm-hmm.
Like check in, boarding time, so all of this stuff. So I get that.
And Lerato, when was your first one that was memorable?
My first trip, traveling with my father to Mpumalanga, I guess that wouldn't count when you go to his Gogo.
Okay.
So,
but you know, as much as we say those don't count, but they got
their memories.
They're memories, and they got us to see other parts of the country. Mm. So.
Yeah, my memory of that is being at the back of my dad's van. He didn't have a canopy, and he'll just grab a blanket and say, "Sese ahamba," and you're like, "Oh my god, we're gonna be in the back of the van, sikodola." Obviously, around June holidays, it's cold, so we have the blankets, but it would be fun. Mm. But my first trip far away was in grade 11 when we went to Grahamstown. Was the first girls trip as well, because I went to a girls' school. Yeah, I went to an all girls' school and we went to the arts festival.
Oh, nice.
So that was my first road trip outside Johannesburg.
How many hours was that? Oh my gosh.
Yo, can't remember. Yeah. Maybe it was 15 plus. But we stopped somewhere and then we slept over and then we got there the next day. Mm. So that was my first away trip.
Did you enjoy it?
It was quite fun. Yeah. You know, being independent and the parents are not there and you're just girls.
of course
there's teachers, but you like, you know, you go out and you drink.
Yeah.
Yeah, without them knowing. So that was fun. Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. And now what inspires you to travel? Because you travel quite a bit. You may not think, I think when you look at it, you don't think that it's a lot, but for other people looking, they're like, Lebs, are you always traveling? Da, 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 da.
Yeah.
What inspires you to travel?
I think, to go to a foreign country, a continent, where you don't know anything about it, where you won't see your family, won't see your friends, and having to learn like a new language, how people interact, the culture, the dynamics on how, because I remember when I was going to Stockholm, I just like started googling like what kind of a place it is, and I was reading through reviews on TripAdvisor, and someone says like Swedish people don't like being asked like how are you, because that's like reserved for their close friends. I'm just like what do you even mean, like, so like someone says like, hey, how's it, and then I can't say I'm good, thing, how, like, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I
was just
like,
and we just do it so without thinking.
But I don't think it was true, because I didn't experience any of that.
Okay.
I didn't experience any of that.
Did you get to interact with a lot of local people?
I did. I really did, especially the waiters and people at the train as well. Because I'd usually ask for direction and where are you from? Like other people like are interested in finding out like where you're from and why you're here. And then when they find out where you're, like, oh my goodness, that's so far.
Mandela.
Did you ask
about
Mandela?
No.
They've forgotten him already. Oh my god.
Yeah, yeah, but I mean, like, so for me, it's all about like going to a different place and experience how they live, learn how they live, how they interact, the culture, and to also, because I always get so inspired, especially when I go to Europe, I'm just like, oh my goodness, like they are so advanced, and sometimes I wish like South Africa was also like that, but I also like remind myself of the history of South Africa, because I mean, like the transport system, for example, if I stayed in Europe, I would not even buy a car.
Yes,
you wouldn't need it.
A car. So I'm just like, oh my goodness, I wish the South African transport system was also as efficient.
Yeah.
But then I also have to think about the history of South Africa and how we got to where we are right now.
You know, just talking about the transport system, we were actually talking about it the other day, because we were talking about the Gautrain and why people are not or may not be using the Gautrain. And part of it was, it's because the Gautrain is like here centrally. And where are the people? Where do they live? They live there in your Soweto, in your springs,
and they would have to catch many taxis to get to that spot.
And the prices as well, compared to like the metro rail, which is, first of all, it's not safe. People get like sexual assault.
It's late. It's always late.
You know what I mean? There's like too many things.
We can do better as a country.
And whatnot. So it's there's the Gautrain, but like, who is it for? You know what I mean? And because the prices as well, it's not cheap.
Okay. And Lerato?
So what inspires me to go?
To travel.
Well, I think traveling is my biggest expense.
Mine too.
Yeah.
Mine three.
I'm very stingy in Jay on a daily. Like, I save so that I know Guti, there's money to travel. My birthday bonus goes towards that.
Wow.
So the reason why I travel is, I think, same things as Lebs said, the experience. And sometimes I find myself having an out-of-body experience and like, oh my God, oh my God, I'm here.
Mm.
Like you, and then you get so emotional and be like, oh my God, I'm actually blessed. Not many people have the opportunity to travel and seeing the place. Like when we went to Brazil and we went to Christ the Redeemer, we got off the lift and then boom, there was Jesus.
Yeah.
And he was huge.
And like those pictures, like, oh my gosh, I'd like to go see like here one day and then you actually make it happen.
It's you have like, this moment and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm here.
Yes.
And sometimes you're not in the moment. Yeah. You are there, but you're not there.
Yeah.
And I think that's when taking a lot of pictures helps, because when you get home or when
then
you're
then you can
going
actually
home,
go back
go
to that
through,
moment.
Yeah, yeah, you go through those
true.
Moments. So,
oh my gosh, this
yeah,
happened.
That experience. So I catch myself just getting out of my body. I'm like, girl. So okay. I love that feeling.
Yeah. And Lerato, the first international trip that you took, where did you go?
I was lucky to be given an opportunity to go to China. So it was a work trip.
Oh, was that your first time?
Yeah, that
oh.
was my first time. It was actually 10
was
years
that?
Ago.
Is it?
Yeah.
No, was
wow.
it that long?
2009.
What?
Yeah.
Wow. But I remember that. So, oh gosh. I thought it was
year.
Like,
wow. It was 2009.
Oh, how long were you there? Couple
two
of months?
Months.
Okay.
2 months, yeah. Oh, wow. So went in September and we came back early November.
Mm.
Yeah, so that was good. I mean, it was my
do you,
first.
Do you need a visa for China at that
yes,
time?
Oh. Yes, yes, yes. I had to go through the whole. So actually, the first time I got my passport, I remember telling myself, because I enter a lot of competitions. I'm that girl. So I was like, you know, one day I might win a trip and I might get declined
because I don't have a passport.
So that's what inspired me to actually get a passport. And literally, I think 6 months later, then I got the opportunity to go to China. So I was like, oh, yeah, I got the passport. So might as well.
Mm.
So, yeah, I went through that whole visa process.
Mm. But luckily, it was for work, so most of the stuff they were organized, they were arranging, they were paying and
yeah.
all of that.
So flights and everything. Mm. Flew Emirates. So the first country I touched down was
Dubai.
And you know, when you travel for the first time, you're like, is this a mall or an airport? And back then, it was already exuberant, so you can imagine what it looks like now. So, yeah, that was my first... China was quite interesting.
And you had to stay there for 2 months. I remember they didn't have... Do they have Facebook there at that point or Twitter, social media?
No, they didn't. They have their own social medias there. So, and I don't think Facebook was that popular again.
At the time, yeah.
Yeah, at the time. So they didn't have that.
Hmm.
But yeah, I mean, I was there with part of an African delegation. So there were other guys from other countries.
Oh, nice.
So African countries, yeah.
So you got to make friends from other places.
Yes, and we were attending classes. So we went to this university, attending classes there about environmental technology. So that was it was quite fun.
And the food?
I was actually very scared of having Chinese food. I tried some, but didn't really like it. So I stuck to the normal, like a watermelon and Rice Krispies.
How boring.
Before they were vanilla.
Rice Krispies, Nahana.
Yeah, that was my breakfast, Rice Krispies, and they had like corn. So they were like normal things that I could eat, but I wasn't really adventurous with
when it came to the
food. The Chinese palate, I wasn't there yet.
Would you go back?
I think I would go back. Chinese people are very friendly because when I left, you go to Chinatown, maybe it's how we treat them, but I don't find them very friendly in SA.
Yes.
But maybe it's also how we treat other people from other countries, so we pay for that. But when I went there, very friendly. Like, I would definitely go back. But I struggled. It was gloomy every day.
Oh.
Because obviously the air pollution. Maybe it's better now.
Yeah.
But I think it hit me on day three that I actually haven't seen blue skies.
Wow.
I haven't seen the sunrise or the sunset.
My goodness.
It's literally gray all day. So, yeah.
Where in China was this?
So I was in Hebei province. A city called Shijiazhuang.
Is Beijing in China?
Yes.
That's the only one I know.
Yeah, so we only went to Beijing just before we flew out. So, but we only spent a day and a half there.
Okay.
Yeah.
I also want to find out, is it like Chinese people who are fascinated with like black people?
Cause
I've seen how they just like
Because you know,
take
I had
their cameras
I had my afro out and they want to touch your hair.
Oh my
And your skin as well. Like, yes. They're so fascinated.
And you're taller than them. Or like they'll pretend that they're taking pictures of each other, but the camera is pointing at you. And you're like, you want to take a picture? And they're like, yes, 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 yes. And so, yeah.
What they talk about when they get home and now they are looking at these pictures.
Yeah, it's like, I was a black person.
I mean, you can imagine because they don't have like, I'm sure they don't that have like really, a yeah, yeah. Seeing one.
You stand out, yeah, yeah. Definitely.
Maybe, yeah, particularly maybe not the big city. So,
So,
and Lebo, where was your first time international?
Does this what didn't count?
No, we are not saying
overseas.
We are not saying people should not travel to Eswatini.
Yeah.
Please do travel to Eswatini. Please do travel to Botswana, to Lesotho, to Mozambique. They count, but for this particular conversation, no.
Over the sea, where the plane flew over to Maragari.
So it was in Zanzibar in 2016. We were actually together.
Was it your first time? Wow, Lebza.
You are the first.
Can I just get my
first medal?
No, I deserve a medal.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, so it was my first international trip.
So did you need a visa for Zanzibar? No.
No. And interesting enough, I didn't even know about travel insurance. You mentioned something about travel insurance on WhatsApp. I'm just like, yo, no. I'm just like, whatever that is, because remember I sent you the money to book everything, so I'd never booked. So I think actually the first time that I booked everything like for myself was in
last year, 2017,
to Egypt. But before then, it's usually like someone like I just
okay.
Send them
so out. The Zanzibar one doesn't count because I was doing the bookings. Mm. So tell me about the Egypt one.
So Egypt one, you guys, actually like it's one place that I don't think I would ever go back to.
Really?
What a waste of money.
The no, pics look so cool.
It wasn't necessarily a waste because it was an experience that I know, you know what I mean? Because otherwise, like, how would you know that it's not a thing, it's not like the best place to go to if you've never experienced it?
I'm sorry, Lebza, you said you're going to Egypt, and I was like, okay.
Yeah, I know. But like, the funny thing is that you actually didn't say, that's so shady. You just kept quiet.
The thing about it is you probably had your reasons for wanting to go there, and I kind of feel like, okay, what's there for me to do? I don't know. I would love to go, but someone must pay for me to go there.
Okay, so let me confess why I went to Egypt.
Why?
So it was myself, Debo, and Bex. We wanted to do Bali, but Bali was so expensive because it was in a December period.
Oh, yeah. And, wrong time to go there.
And then Kenya was there was like a war going around.
Yeah.
In that period as well. I was like, guys, now I don't want to die. Like, I still want to travel. So we couldn't do Kenya.
Yeah.
That period. And then I was just like, okay, what's this? And then I had to Google which other African countries. Yeah. And in Egypt. Too. Yeah. And then Egypt was one of them. And the visa was free and it was also affordable.
Mm.
And then I'm just like, might as well, since we want to travel, but it was not like we planned it from like Jan to
so it was like last minute,
we might as well travel. And you
so what was the experience like?
So we did like two places. We did the island, and then we did the city. The island was fine, it was beautiful.
At least you have one nice picture from there, Shay.
A couple. So the island was nice because we did like a sunset, like horse riding.
Nice.
And then even like, by the Red Sea as well. And then we even went to the beach but I'm just like, oh my, you better not like go far because I don't know how to swim. Because I get on the horseway also.
It goes into the water.
Yeah, it goes into the water. I'm just like, hey, when like make sure that you don't go too far because I would not even know how to swim. So that was nice. But then we went to Cairo. Oh, I think the only exciting thing was that I got to say the camel is also wanting it, because that's when Bonang had said that give the people what they want. That year, remember, like the camel is also wanting it. So I get to ride the camel. I got to ride the camel.
Yes.
And then so that was Bonang.
You say give the people what they want.
That was the nicest thing because
Bonang also did the camel thing.
Yeah.
Oh.
But otherwise it's congested, and when you go to see the pyramid, it stings.
Is it?
Oh, and the camel. It was such a horrible experience, and the food as well. We end up having KFC because for me that when I travel I want to eat what the local eats.
Yes.
Like I don't, like I can't go to.
And this was not you being snobbish?
No, not at all, because I'm very easy. Like, I'm very easy.
But do you think everybody has the same experience, though?
To Cairo?
Yeah.
I mean, with Deborah and Bex, we all had the same experience.
Okay. You're all like, nah. And how long did you stay in Cairo?
Two, 3 nights.
That's very long.
Yeah, I know it was. It was way too long. Cause
I would think that's short, but okay. No, if you're not having fun,
yeah. It was long. I mean, the island was actually quite nice. I won't lie, and it was winter. That time, but it wasn't that cold. It was only cold maybe in the, like in the evening, but during the day it wasn't that bad.
But to ask you, man.
No, it's fine. It's an experience.
How much did it cost you that trip?
The flight was like 6,000 something return. So we flew like.
Oh, so you got a 6,000 experience.
And the accommodation was also not expensive, and was also nice.
Oh, nice!
Was it
around December?
Yeah, it was around December,
okay,
so it
that's
wasn't
quite affordable.
Yeah,
yes,
so it wasn't.
You're still saying it's cheap at that time.
Yeah, no, it really was cheap, and the food. I mean, of course, also our currency is strong, against theirs. So
how were the people though?
The people are fine. Eh? The people are fine. And then we, especially at the island place, and there was like a lot of like tourists. But there was like no Wi-Fi at all.
No
signal. But luckily we bought SIM cards at the airport.
Yeah.
So I think that's when. Best. Yeah, it's like so that you don't have to rely on like Wi-Fi connection. Because imagine now you have to go to a restaurant to eat. That time you fool. Just to use Wi-Fi.
So, but just on that topic though, do you recommend that someone who's traveling for the first time should get a SIM card, like a local SIM, or does it depend where you are traveling to?
Buy a SIM card.
Yeah, I think a SIM card works better. And I just found out the other day. So if you're traveling in a group, you could actually get one SIM card, and that person could be a hotspot. And hotspot everybody.
Oh, but now you must be together all the time.
Oh, well.
Yeah, because now I want to do my own thing sometimes, even if you're traveling as a thing. Yeah.
But it's more affordable to actually get a SIM card. Then you don't, like you said, you don't want to look for.
And their data is not as expensive as South Africa.
Because
I actually also, there's this Euro SIM thing. So whether you are in Barcelona and then you go to Italy afterwards or wherever else, you can still
use
that one.
Last year, remember?
Yes, we did that when we went to Spain and then we went to Rome.
And it worked. Yeah. And we had 5 gigs and it never finished.
Me too. Because even when I went to, when I was in Stockholm just now, it was at, I forgot the name of the provider. But when I got to Amsterdam, it sent me like a message in Swedish. Luckily, thank God for Google Translate. I just copied and pasted on Google Translate, and then it said like now you're in a different
zone.
But because like it's still part of like Europe, and then all you have to do is just like switch on your data roaming. And then I was connected.
Yeah, I also would definitely advise people to get a local SIM. Yeah. Mm. Firstly, because especially, okay, so I'm talking about Europe now. Have any of you been to the US? Have you been to the US?
I've been to the US.
Okay, so I don't know. So there's like this Wi-Fi everywhere.
Yeah, I didn't need a SIM card in New York.
Yes. Yeah. Oh yeah, you've also been to New York.
Yeah.
So, but if you're going to Europe, yes, most places do have Wi-Fi, but I think... For me, I think, especially when you're traveling alone, you don't want to be without...
Connection.
To be without a connection. And you really just need a data plan because then you can call locally through WhatsApp and so on.
And thank God for WhatsApp, hey? Because
WhatsApp
back in the day, now
you
don't have to roam for calls. You can actually call anybody anytime.
And
so
roaming is so expensive, eh?
Yeah. And
I've never tried
expensive.
It. I've just had.
Yeah.
Roaming,
you don't want to roam.
People complain a lot about it. So after China, where was the one where you said, okay, I'm traveling to this place and I'm booking tickets?
Okay, that was we did a Contiki. So Europe, 9 countries in 12 days.
When do you sleep?
That's the thing. That's why Contiki is for young people.
Yeah, it really is.
So if I think it's recommended for first time travelers.
Yeah.
So if you're still young, between 18 and 35.
Ooh, 35, that's young.
Hi.
Because I don't see myself doing Contiki.
Wow.
Well, I was still young then, okay? That was in 2010. So we did Europe with my two friends. So there was, and it was so cheap. It was like 12,000 rand.
Is it?
For the whole package.
What time of the year was it?
It was around September, October.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
What season is it?
It's just the beginning of winter. I think
It was still warm. Yeah. It was still very, very warm. So, we did nine countries. So we started in London. And then we got into a bus that got into a ship and then crossed over.
Wow.
And went through Belgium. We did Amsterdam. We had so much fun in Amsterdam.
So I think, though, but do you think, Amsterdam, we'll get back to Amsterdam just now. So do you think, though, for first-time travelers, would you advise or would you suggest Contiki? Do you think it was a good experience for a first-timer?
It was a great first time for me because for that price, you literally get, I got a snapshot of
the different
nine
areas.
Countries in Europe. And then you're like, no, okay, I would come back to this. I would come back to that. So, yeah, like Amsterdam, I'll definitely go back to Amsterdam. I still want to go back. Yes. Lelo's rolling her eyes.
I know she hates it. She doesn't like it.
She needs to go back.
She's on her own.
Yeah, she needs to go back with fun people. Yeah, so we went, we did Austria. I forgot the city there. Part of Germany, so Rhine Valley and... What did not just say? München. Not Munich. München. Yeah, Munich. Apparently it's not Munich. Yeah, yeah, it's Munich. We did Venice, Switzerland.
Lovely. You did quite a lot.
And then Paris. So, yeah, it was very fun.
And out of all those places that you went to, have you ever gone back to any of them? Did you go back to any of them?
Not actually, funny enough. Only London.
Okay, you went back to London.
But also, I'm not a fan of London. I'm like,
is it?
The weather. So depressing. So Amsterdam, only London. Amsterdam, no, I haven't been. No.
When are you on your own with your Amsterdam narrative?
I even say that if I have to get married, the guy I get married to should have experienced Amsterdam before meeting me. Because you, as a guy, I think a guy needs to have that experience. Yeah. So all you boys out there who want to just go to Amsterdam and have fun. Because I don't want my husband telling me, we're having a boys trip. We're going to Amsterdam. I'll be like, we're not going. Because you know what goes on in Amsterdam.
Is it the red...
red light district. We did that. We even went to a live sex show.
Is it?
Imagine.
I don't know if I want to do that.
Yeah, no, Shemlin, I think so I chickened out.
It's an experience. Like, you're like, oh my God. Okay, yeah.
So, okay. So, when you are in those shows, so you look at the people that are around you and are they just paying attention and everything is fine? Or
it was another out-of-body experience. Spirits. I was like, okay, we're actually watching people do stuff on stage.
And are you okay just sitting there watching, nothing gets affected, you don't feel anything?
No.
I would never.
Cause also as part of my hotel there was a thing cause
a
they
voucher
have, no it, there was like a discount a voucher.
Oh my god.
But I'm just like, I like there was, but I mean, obviously, I did go to red light district to like walk around.
Yes.
And as you walk in,
didn't go into a window?
And someone will knock. I'm just like, because I don't know, because it feels so invasive. You know what I mean? I feel like I'm not supposed to be seeing that. I'm just like, why? I want to cover my eyes, but you also don't.
And apparently, the jails are empty because everybody there is happy.
Wow.
There's no crime. Like, they had to shut down one of the jails because, I mean,
that is a good thing.
People go there and have fun at Red Light District. They go to the coffee shops.
Did you smoke?
That was my first,
or have a muffin?
First and last time of trying weed. Because I don't smoke, so I don't know how to do the whole
I had a muffin.
Thing. But I had a muffin,
I had a muffin.
Or two, or three.
And I did try smoke, but it did nothing to me. So I was like, okay, this thing is not working.
I chickened out.
How you just dismissed it. I won.
No, I couldn't do it because I've never smoked weed before. And I was so nervous. I'm just like, okay.
I was paranoid.
I'm on my own. Mm. And what's going to happen? Like, what if? I don't know how I'm going to react because I remember a friend of mine. She told me about her weed experience. So she smoked weed like at her own place, and then she had like footsteps outside. So I thought it was the purpose, and then she was hiding behind the fridge because she was so paranoid about. I'm just like, I do not want to be paranoid.
And then people see cows and things.
First time travelers, I think no self. I mean, it's nice to be in the place and experience, but just if you haven't done something, you're not used to it, don't go overboard because next thing, hey, you're hallucinating and you're crying.
I start like laughing and like,
I mean, I had the same, I think I was high, I had the same dream 11 times at night. I actually dreamt that the tram was passing where I was supposed to get off, and I would wake up and then fall asleep and have the same dream and wake up. I swear, I think I had that dream like 30 times, and I was like, okay, I think I'm high.
Okay, so people say travel is expensive. How do you guys save for, what tips can you give to someone for saving? What works for you?
Okay, I think, like I said, for me, I know that my bonus. Yeah, that I don't even touch. That goes to traveling. And also, I
like,
mean,
really, you don't even get tempted. What? I want that discipline.
You are getting child money.
No, I think it's also because it comes in December and I just know, okay, there. Yes. Yeah.
Oh, so Ghana, we are sorted. Yes!
So I use that, but also just looking at where you can save. I know it's hard, guys, like the economy is hitting us and we can all feel it now. Mm. So look at where you can cut. Like I always say, do you really need a DSTV premium subscription? Because a colleague of mine was like, oh my God, you travel so much, you have so much money. And I was like, well, you pay 1,000 rand a month for premium. Mm. That amount for the whole year is what we paid for when we went to Spain. Mm. So for flights, accommodation for Spain and Rome, it cost us like around 13K. Mm-hmm. So if you look at it that way, then you can know, okay, do I really need some stuff? So look at where you can cut and maybe save up. Mm. And Stokvels also work. So
are you in a Stokvel?
Yeah, I've got one Stokvel.
How much
so,
per month?
1,000 rand.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, it's manageable. So I'm planning to also use that, but yeah, we'll see. We just started this year, so yeah, that's.
So so I guess so your thing is you just use your bonus for the travel as well as obviously the Stokvel money and just try and save here and there so that you've got extra.
As cash. Hard as it is, yeah. So yeah, and I'm also I'm stingy. Hey, like. I'm not into like brands and like I said, travel is really
it's my your
expense.
Thing. Yeah. Yes. Oh, that's nice. And Levza, how do you save? I know you've got a special travel account.
You have... Those are good, actually.
Yeah. I mean, like as you said, like earlier on, I think it's also important to acknowledge that traveling is not cheap.
Mm-hmm.
And we should also stop saying South Africans don't travel. Like, where are they going to get the money? Because we don't. All have the same priorities. Like the other people take care of their families, they want to travel, but so I think as much as we want to encourage people to travel, but we also need to bear in mind that there are people who want to travel but can't travel because of so many different things. So how I do it is that I have so it's a what do you call it? It's stop order where it's like every month.
Yeah.
So basically what I do is I don't decide this month I'm saving 200 and the following month I'm saving 500. So I've opened like an investment account mainly for traveling.
When did you start doing this?
So I started doing it in 2015.
Okay.
Oh, and that's how I got to save up to take myself.
So immediately after Durban, you were
I'm doing this for life.
I need to travel.
Yes, because that's how I got to save up for a trip to Cape Town.
Yeah.
So I went to Cape Town for the first time, like on my own, which was like
so
beautiful.
No, you do a lot of solos.
We'll talk about that.
Yeah.
Later
we know why. Okay. The saving.
Yeah. So what I do is that so I always work on a budget.
Yeah.
For example, like I don't like do a lot of like takeouts.
Yeah.
Sorry, Lebza, if you don't mind me asking, so how much do you save a month on this stop order?
So when I started, it was like 2.5. No. Wait. So in 2015, it used to be because I was earning less. So it used to be like 1,000 a month, and then it would like increase. Mm-hmm. But also remember, if I'm saving that 2.5, it doesn't necessarily go to travel only.
Okay.
There's maybe like December. I need to like get things go high and whatnot. So it's just like a mix. But now I've actually separated them because I'm just like I don't know which one is. Now I've separated. So now I'm actually saving like 1.5.
Okay, for travel.
Just specifically for.
That's reasonable, especially if it's a priority.
Yeah.
And then what I do as well is that on the side where I can save. For example, if my entertainment money is like 2,000, for example, and I don't like finish all of it because
then
I've been
busy,
then I put it into like I didn't use it. So instead of going and buying clothes, and then I can just
I don't believe that.
Eh? No.
When I end clothes.
Okay. So I buy clothes when they're on sale. So when they're on sale, because not that's how I do.
Yeah.
I buy clothes unless if it's my surprise, I don't care if it's on sale or not.
Yes.
But like the other shops, it's literally if it's on sale. And I've also learned a trick because I go to Woodmeat. So Woodmeat, the shops that I like, they literally have a sale, but like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Uh-huh.
So if I want something, remember I told you? when you tell me like you wanna get here something.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah,
because I get like about promo. I don't know.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
Cotton On and Factory.
Okay. Yes. So in I remember you talking
so
about Factory.
So if I want something, I just go there. There's a sale literally Thursday, Friday, Saturday,
nice.
Sunday.
Now I know.
So okay. If so, like my winter stuff in that's where I go and buy the buy from.
But
there.
Also, if you travel overseas, and obviously our seasons are always opposite ends. So if you go to the US in their summer, they're trying to get rid of their summer clothing. So it's the best time to go. You it's just look for outlet malls. So when you go to a place, just Google if they've got an outlet mall. So it's like Access Park. If you're familiar with Cape Town and Access Park, or like Woodmead.
Yeah.
So all the shops and brands are in that one area, and everything is cheap. So you can also do that.
Yeah. And during the week, I just eat bread and eggs.
Cornflakes.
But is it because you don't want to cook? You can only cook pasta. It's the only thing you know how to cook. Or is it because you are saving for? You are sacrificing for travel.
So it's a bit of both. That if I know if I were to like buy, because I mean sometimes I get not even sometimes like most of the time I get home exhausted.
Okay.
So there's no way I'm gonna like
Be standing in the kitchen
cook and so it's just like so much work. So what I do, I just like buy like bread and I just like make like different sandwiches and then I'll cook on Saturday or Sunday.
Okay.
And that's it. And you're able to save money from there as well because I mean bread is not.
And also
expensive.
You've taken money away, so maybe there isn't really much money to go around. Yeah. You know that it's going for a bigger purpose.
Maybe there's also that,
And then lunch, what do you eat at work?
So I cook.
Oh, you bring scaftin?
I cook for...
Yeah, scaftin saves money.
I think I've learned that because I'm in like a cafeteria, like a canteen.
Yeah,
it's so expensive.
Yeah.
It is so expensive. I'm just like... And I was telling my colleagues, I'm just like, calculate those $40 like every week. And they calculate like, oh my goodness,
It's a lot of money.
Now I've started cooking because I'm just like, it doesn't make sense. I mean, obviously, once in a while, I do go
okay.
Like a buy.
I think that's one thing I need to learn, to stop going to the canteen all the time. So how do you search for flights? How do you find like cheap flights? And because apparently there's like trip tips and tricks. How do you do it?
So I rely on Hopper. So Hopper is one of
these apps,
a great one that I've discovered. So if you
I use Hopper, you do as well, Lebs, isn't it?
I use Momondo.
Momondo is also Momondo. Great.
Okay.
Yes.
So you literally just plan your trip, you choose your dates, and then you watch the trip. So then Hopper will then tell you that don't book yet. We've seen that flights will decrease. And then if the flights drop, and it will say, whoa, and they're so dramatic. They're like, whoa, your trip has now dropped too. We recommend that you book now. So that helps, because back in the day when I used to stay in Cape Town, I would literally wake up at 4 a.m. and try and look for cheap flights if I'm planning to go home. So now it's easier because you have an app
exactly
that
when...
literally trawls all these websites. And I don't have to sit there with four tabs trying to see where is the cheapest flight. So that helps. So I use that. And also knowing that traveling on a Tuesday or Wednesday would be cheaper than leaving on a Friday.
Yes.
So that's a real thing?
It's a real thing.
Is.
Yeah. So,
because I always like to book flights for like Friday. So I don't
Those
think
are more expensive.
Okay,
because
now,
it's weekend.
Yeah.
So if you leave maybe on a Tuesday or Wednesday, I mean, if it's an international trip, if you leave on a Wednesday, you get there on a Thursday. So at least you have the Friday.
Yeah.
So you can plan around when you leave.
Okay.
So that works out cheaper.
Okay.
So that's what I do.
Cool. When I live there, use my Momondo.
Yeah, so I use Momondo, and what I also do is that so I go to the actual website, whichever airline, and I go to, and then I open what's that other one?
Travel Stats.
And then what I do, I'm just like, okay, so this is what Momondo is giving me, so I want to go, because I don't book through like
those apps
because
they look so
I don't even trust them to
putting your card details.
So I actually,
I also like that.
So I see, okay, like Emirates really like 9,000, so let me actually
go to the
Emirates
website.
And then there's probably like a 1,000 difference sometimes.
Because I agree, they also have to put in an extra thing for the
service that
they provide. So I have seen that. I also prefer to actually, I will also search and then when I want to book, go directly to the
And don't forget loyalty programs. So if, for example, I travel a lot with work, so I have like your SAA Voyager, I've traveled with Emirates. You sign up for all their Voyager programs because you never know.
So
the points you get will actually sometimes will get you a flight, even if it's a local flight, or you can save money when you've got banks, your e-bags, your Vitalities. So use those, because Vitality, you can get 35% off on your Emirates flights, for example. So, yeah, I'm like the queen of loyalty programs.
Did you know that, Lindsay?
Yeah, but I mean, I cancelled Vitality, but the annoying thing about Vitality is that, so when I was doing this like recent trip, I wanted to use that discount. But so what I've learned last year, I was so dumb. I went to Barcelona and Barcelona only when I could have done Madrid. And but it was my first like Europe trip, so I didn't know how to actually do it. I didn't do enough research. So now I was just like, okay, I'm definitely not going to do like one.
Multi-city.
So it doesn't give you discounts for multi-city. So you have go back to the summer. It's probably going to cost me as like the same,
because
I have to fly back to imagine if I had to fly back to to Stockholm. And
that's what I realized when we were booking last year, because Dineo wanted to book through Discovery, but they wouldn't allow the multi-city. You have to fly back from wherever you flew into.
So you must just check terms and conditions before.
So I also use eBucks Travel. I'm actually going to be talking to them soon about they're offering and so on, because then you can book, you can even pay for flights with your e-bags.
Even on the app as well. I just saw like
depending on your level, on your reward level, you can also get a discount and so on. So there's lots of places that you can check, but I think what I'm taking out from you guys is that also just go check to the actual
airline's
website.
But also I discovered the other day I was looking for flights for my mother to go to Durban, and I just googled Joburg to Durban, and then there's a link that comes out, and it's called Google Flights.
Yeah, Google Flights.
So that also does it checks the cheapest ones. So I was like, hey, I like this. Then you actually then go, and luckily for that, it takes you to the website.
Nice.
So and that was that's very nice.
What about agencies? Have you guys ever used travel agencies for flights?
For an actual trip, and you.
Where were you going?
Thailand.
Yes.
Yeah.
So.
He lives that you've traveled. From nowhere to Thailand to New York.
From Bushmackridge to the world.
Well done. Yes.
So I did not even know. I'm not even sure if I didn't know. I didn't understand the layover thing. Okay, did I not
wait? Long?
Did I not wait to go Abu Dhabi for 8 hours?
Oh no.
That's like a whole day.
Oh no.
Like
that time you don't even have lounge access. Aski. Oh my god.
But the thing about layovers,
those hotels and like I did. So we did it with STA Travel. I was just excited that I'm going to Thailand. I'm like, oh my goodness, like it's my second trip. So I did not even,
check those details, but I know a lot.
I mean,
of
so I saw it for 27 hours, but I was just like, I don't, I'm not,
cause as long as it's cheap.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And because the trip was reasonably priced as well.
Because
so
it didn't click
for Nanji.
That's what I wanted to add, that the longer the layover, the cheaper your flight will be. So if you see that, a flight price is actually affordable, check the layovers. But there are some countries where you can take advantage of the layover. So if it was 8 hours, you can actually exit the airport and experience that town and come back in time so that you can don't miss your flight.
That's what we did in Ethiopia.
They
literally booked such a nice hotel and then had like lunch there, and then from there and they book you a shuttle as well. And then back and sorted your day visa.
So I think the other thing is like you have to then check, do I actually need a visa for that particular country my layover is?
Yeah.
So will I then be able to just go out and check out the city while I wait for my flight?
Before you leave SA, you need to know if you can do that.
And the nice thing about it is you don't have to worry about your luggage, because your luggage is already there. It's just you.
Yeah. But that 8 hours, you guys, it was like the worst thing ever. You know when you're sleeping and like on a bench.
I can't do 3 hours, so I can imagine 8 hours.
But there are some fancy like Singapore airport, they give you a voucher. First of all, you get 50 Singaporean dollar voucher.
Mm-hmm.
And if your layover is more than 4 hours, mm-hmm. they give you a ticket to explore the city.
Oh,
so there's
nice.
Actually a trip. You get on a bus.
Wow.
They take you around to all the hotspots.
Yeah.
And then you come back and you make it in time for your
I think
flight.
That's what Ethiopia is also trying to do.
Because, guys, you imagine 8 hours, you're just like chilling. Like you and the time differences, but you can't even chat to people in South Africa.
But yeah, that's annoying.
Like, people
no.
are sleeping when and you're busy. I was just like, I think that's when I'm just like, okay, I do not
I
mind
know.
Paying more.
Yes.
If it's
just
a short,
convenience.
Guys, paying for convenience sometimes you get to a point like, hey, guys, get fun.
Yeah. And also, if your trip is not very long, can you imagine how you're spending like a full 8 hours in, at this
day.
Airport?
But
no.
like it was coming back, so I didn't care
okay.
anymore. So going there was like, it was short, I think like 3 hours. And that was it. But coming back was just like, it was way too long for my liking.
Yeah. And then accommodation? How do you find accommodation? Where do you search?
Okay, I use Airbnb, but I've discovered that in South Africa we are really spoiled because our Airbnb labels are up there. So we've got nice Airbnbs, and then for other countries, you look at their pictures and you're like, no, guys, no. Like, make an effort.
Yes.
Why is your bedding not white?
Yeah.
Because I don't book accommodation if the bedding is not white.
Yes.
Because I'm like, do you
no.
really? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I want to
see. Yeah. So, Airbnb, booking.com.
I love booking.com.
Yes.
I need to stop saying that people are going to think I'm getting paid.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Because you love, but the thing about booking.com is that you do have the options to pay now, pay later.
That's exactly why I like it.
Because with Airbnb,
you
must book
well.
Now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You must book now and pay now. And sometimes that's not.
Yeah. So
useful.
I think that's why I like booking.com. Because, and whenever I book, because I always think, what if there's
something
that
else.
Makes me not able to travel? So I always book places that say pay later.
Yes.
Then I only need to pay for that accommodation when I arrive at the venue.
Because there's also hotels and apartments. That's
apartments.
What I like about it.
Yes. So I would definitely recommend that. There are other places that would come off cheaper, but you have to pay now. You have to pay now.
Yes.
So I think it allows you time to save up for your accommodation.
That's
the fact
true.
That you can book now but pay later.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Airbnb can cancel on you. That's the thing. So
yeah,
the Airbnb, and then they don't give you your money back.
I heard
they don't
stories.
Give you money back.
No, they give you Airbnb credit.
No,
now you are stuck, and now you must find other accommodation with your money.
And then
if you don't find anything, now you must settle. That's the irritating bit about Airbnb.
Yeah. No, and then do you also use these ones? Is there anything else that you use for accommodation?
So I use both, but I think it also depends on because
you love Airbnb.
I do, and especially for solo travels. So the ones where, like last year when I went to Barcelona, I did the what is it called? Where you actually live with the host.
Mm-hmm.
Because they get to like tell you about the city and they share around. Mm-hmm. So it was like the best experience ever because he literally told me where to get the train, which bus, where to get this and that.
Which bus? You don't drink.
Eh?
Oh, bus! I'm like, bus!
How can they call it metro? But those kind of things. So, like, you have like a local at your disposal, and then you get to ask questions. And I hardly even saw him. Like, I'd see him in the morning, and that was it because I was hardly there.
So you were in the same house, or was it like
same house? So, same house. My own bathroom, and
he
has his own. Mm. So I mean, I would never even like chilled like in the lounge. But one thing that I do not do, I think it was after we went to Zanzibar, was just like. We do not sacrifice. We not compromise. Yeah, we do not compromise on accommodation. Mm-hmm. Like it needs to be beautiful.
You need to be.
I do not believe in this whole thing. But you hardly there, Musi. You're traveling.
No.
What if I want to take a nap?
Exactly.
What if I want
to
take a nap?
I don't compromise on accommodation.
We're doing hotels. It needs to be 5 stars.
Yes.
And also, our 4 star is their 3 star.
Right.
Well. So when you book as well, just look out for that. That their 3 star may not be at
as good as ours.
You guys read reviews.
I yes, do. You definitely need to read your reviews before you swipe your credit card.
Yeah, yes. Me too, I do. And sometimes I laugh, especially when white people are complaining, like, oh, they didn't have sausages. They didn't have this. I'm just like...
Some of them are like, really? Come on now.
So petty.
But we know what I do. I read the reviews definitely before I book. That's why I like booking.com.
Yes.
I also check out the pictures that have been taken by the travelers.
By the hotel.
The hotel. Yes. So I think that's why I value... If you've traveled and you get an email from them asking you to please go and give a review,
I do it. And I take pictures as well.
Because those things are very helpful. They've been very helpful for me. So if I get asked to go and do a review, I do it because I know it will help somebody else.
Yeah.
So I would also encourage you guys to do that. So I'm not going to ask you guys about travel insurance because I'm going to have an episode about travel insurance.
Okay.
I just want to ask you, what are the items that I must pack for someone who's traveling? For the first time, what is it? If I'm leaving the country for the first, obviously my passport. Do not forget your passport.
And your passport must have a visa.
Must have a visa if you need a visa for that country. And also you need to check if your passport is expiring. Just check in terms of the rules in that country. How many pages do you need to have? A blank
and
in your passport.
I think at most it mustn't expire in the next 6 months.
So just
make sure check that as well.
Yeah, I need to check mine. Okay, and then
things to take.
Yes, what must you take?
So what I normally do is I watch my moves maybe a week before I leave. Like, what do I do? So you know, I must charge my phone, I must charge my watch, I must charge my... So check, first of all, the plug that they use in that country you're going to. And then maybe bring an adapter. So remember what we did in Dubai? I brought like that 5-plug adapter for everyone. So
that was amazing.
So you know that, okay, I do this. So yeah, I think watch your moves, the things that you do, and just make notes that I'm going to need a plug. I'm going to need my chargers. I'm going to need my power banks. Mm-hmm. So
power banks are critical.
Very critical.
Yes.
And your useful apps like Google Photos, because you're going to take a lot of photos.
And Google Translate. I must actually do a thing about Google Photos, guys, but I'll talk about it at another time. It's really cool.
Google Maps as well.
Google Maps.
Because last year I used Waze to walk.
No, you can't use Waze for walking.
Like 40 minutes to get your place.
That's
like 5 minutes. Oh, I was so annoyed until someone's like, "Hey, well, there's Google Maps." But anyway, Google.
And Lebo, what do you, besides your sunglasses, what else do you pack?
You know me very well. So what I do is that I have like standard medication that I travel with. There's like some digestion pills that I take. It's called, I forgot the name's called Pro.
Probiotics? No, it's not probiotics.
But literally, so that when you take them like in the morning, so that whatever, if it's food that you don't, you know what I mean, it doesn't like affect you. So like pills for nausea and for like headaches as well, because you do not want to have a bad experience because you have a headache and now you can't even explore, and then like now like your friends are gone or whatever, you know what I mean? Because like every day counts, like every hour counts, like you do not want to be sick like in a foreign country. So I usually have, not even usually, I always have those. And then a book as well.
Like for those 8 hours. How many books did you read in that 8 hours?
Probably none.
You know when you're so numb, you can't even concentrate.
You're
just so annoyed. And I'm just like, I am never doing this to myself ever again. I've never done it ever since. So those are the sunscreen as well. Important. Because, I mean, hashtag summer in Europe.
Do you use that?
Hey, banana.
Yes, I do. I started,
Even in winter, Lelo.
Is it like, do you use sunscreen separately, or is it in your whatever thing that you use?
I think for my face, I use sunscreen, even now in winter. Because you know when you drive and the sun is in your face, so you have to.
All right, and then money? How do you handle money? Let's say you're traveling to Spain, Barcelona, an example. How do you handle money?
Actually, I need to thank Lelo for cash. Guys, you know, like,
give me my crown.
It's all right.
Because, I mean, she literally, like, I think most of the things that I know about, like, traveling, it's because of her, like, the cash passport. She opened one for me. We're going to Zanzibar.
Such a mommy.
Yeah.
Yeah. She, like, send me details.
Yeah.
Send me a copy of your passport. And I emailed her because I was home now in December. So I literally sent her all the documents and then she did it for me. And the cash passport, like, it's, amazing because all you do is just like transfer your but it's nice if you're doing it when you're going to Europe. When you go to like your Bali's, your Thailand, like you don't really need, you can use your card because the currency is like, I mean, it does not affect you in any way. But if it's like using euros and dollars, like you want to like make sure that
to know exactly how much you've paid for for the euros and then
and also because it doesn't affect. So if the currency changes or whatever, it doesn't
you've already
affect
paid for
it, already paid for it, so it doesn't affect. So I use that and I find it to be because I just like,
are you still using it?
Even now, like I loaded it and, and I was just like swiping, and I think I only withdrew money once, and that was for me to just in case.
Okay, just to have the cash.
So do you also have cash, or do you put everything in your cash passport?
So I travel with two cards. My credit card
and the cash passport.
And I make sure that there's like money in my credit card and there's money in my cash passport. And then I withdraw when I get to the airport, and then I withdraw like some cash just in case. And I'm actually glad that I carried like two passports because I remember
two cards.
I mean, because on my way back, when I was trying to buy like a train ticket to the airport, like my card wasn't working because my cash passport wasn't working. Apparently there was someone in India who was trying to you know what I mean, I'm just like what's going on. And then luckily I met
your card
I met, but my the credit card was also not working. I'm just like, oh my goodness, what's going on? But luckily there was like a black lead, so I feel more comfortable like asking for help from them. From them compared to white people. I mean, it's, you know, because I always feel like there's like an understanding. I don't have to explain myself too much. And I had, I had cash, but I think it was like, it was actually more money. It didn't allow the ticket machine didn't allow me to
put it in.
Because it was more. So anyway, I speak to Angela, tell her, this is what's going on, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, no, it's fine. Let me think. Let me buy the ticket for you, and then you'll get me something at the shop.
And then
she bought me the train ticket. Then I got her, like, she bought, like, water and whatever. Thank you so much. And then
Where was this?
In Amsterdam.
Okay, maybe I'll give it a try.
Yeah, we walked and started chatting, and then she was telling me that she wants to come to South Africa, exchange numbers.
Oh, nice.
And I was like, once you decide, then, let me know. I'll show you around, and this is where you need to go. And whatnot. And then I got to the airport now to like for the bag wrapping. Then my card, the cash passport card, is not working. I'm like, let me just use
the credit card.
Because they'd wrapped it already. So imagine now they have to like unwrap and
Do you also use those things or?
Yes. So cash passport works, and I'll take my bank cards as well. But it's very
bank
important.
Bank cards, not one.
Well.
All of them.
I think there's a card and a credit card. I'll have it there.
Both of them or just one?
Both of them.
Why?
I don't know. I never really think that I need to take one or.
Because then if you lose, then you lose everything.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah.
Because also, you can transfer between accounts if you need.
They link.
I didn't think of it that way. Because my
reason for wanting to have a cash passport or a global card or whatever is just really purely for safety, just so that I don't have to insert my actual bank card in different machines if I need to withdraw.
Yes,
I've got this card. So yes, I'll have my credit card there as backup, but also I use it for budgeting for my trip because I'm very careless. I'm careless, so I will spend
what's in the cash passport.
So let me use what's in the cash passport. At least credit card nyana backup, but I know that my budget is based on what's on the cash passport.
But it's very important to also alert your bank that you are leaving.
Because if you now
start swiping in Europe, they're like, block it. They'll block it because
that's
now
what I did as well.
They don't know that you are actually
And if you're not roaming, they try to call you, they can't get hold of you. So it's like,
so they'll block your card because now they're thinking, oh,
now imagine you have one card.
So before you leave the country, just alert your bank that you're leaving and this is where you're going.
Ask like the duration of your trip, when are you coming back, so that if it happens post your trip, and then like, okay, it's fraud.
So that's very important.
Yeah. Okay. So guys, I think we've shared quite a lot of information. I know I do have one or two other questions here, but let's try and wrap up. Any apps that you use for travel besides the ones where you search for accommodation? So your booking.com, your Airbnb, your Momondo's and your Hopper, any other apps that you use? And Google Photos. Google Photos, very key, especially like you said, Lerato, if you're traveling in a group and you don't want to be WhatsApping people pictures, you create a group. As soon as you connect it to the Wi-Fi, share a link, everybody can download their pictures. So that's cool. Do you post during the trip or when you come back?
I try to post during the trip. I mean, when we were traveling last year, I remember I used to shout at these girls because we'd get to a restaurant and everybody goes to their phone. And I'm like, can we have a conversation? I know we're in a Wi-Fi hotspot, but like all these influencers are on their phones. And everybody's like,
on their phone.
Yeah, so Google Photos, yes. Google Translate, I think we've mentioned it. Yes. I mean, this is going to be a plug for Google now.
And if they're good, they're good.
They're good. Yeah. And like Google Maps for walking.
Have you ever gotten lost? Do you have an app that you want to talk about before I ask if you've ever gotten lost?
So TripAdvisor. Yeah. To also like check out like restaurants and
whatnot. Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's popping in that location. And Google Translate.
Yes. Yeah, which that's is key.
Yeah, especially if I'm seeing like signs and whatnot, and then I'm just like, I take a picture and then just like upload.
And sometimes you actually don't need to take a picture. You just put the there's a thing that you can put there. It just reads for you. There's a reader thing. So it's proper.
And I like the fact that you can download a, what do they call it, an off data.
Offline. So before we wrap up, then, any general tips for first time travelers that you would like to share? You guys have been really helpful.
Okay. I think one of the most important things is when you check in your bag that goes, that could get lost. Mm-hmm. So I've never used travel insurance, but you said you speak about that. So you might need that. But the bag that you take into the plane, just make sure that you have maybe two outfits in case your bag doesn't get to you when you land, so that you can have clothes to change in. So have a whole... Look, underwear, everything. I know someone that got to a place, it was Monaco, and her bag didn't arrive.
Oh my gosh.
And everything was in her luggage.
Oh no.
And now, imagine now you have to buy clothes and buy toiletries. And so just have like small backup.
Yeah.
But if you're going to have toiletries, make sure they're below 100 mils because they will confiscate them.
Yes. So read the rules.
Your expensive perfumes that are over 100 mils, they will take
Leave them.
Everything that's below 100, you can take in your carry on luggage. That's that. And just if you get to a country, just be respectful. Don't
please.
Get there and be a diva. When we were flying to Brazil, we went via Angola, and I mean the airport didn't have air conditioning, and there were fellow South Africans that were there, and this guy was like, oh my god, so you have an air conditioning and we don't, like why is this place so hot? And I was and I had to tell him in Zulu. I was like, buti, cela ukame down, because bazoxosha. Like just be respectful. I mean, if you're just passing through, respect the ground staff, you know, don't throw tantrums in the plane, don't overdo it, and drink too much. That you respect aviation rules. Just be a good child. Just be respectful. Don't be a diva.
Yeah, because you don't want now to get into trouble.
Yeah.
Like, can you just get to your destination?
Yeah, and also one last thing.
Yes.
So I've never done this, but you have to register on ROSA. ROSA is registration for South Africans abroad.
Oh.
So if you leave the country, you need to tell DERCO, which is International Relations and Cooperation, the department, that I, Lerato, am leaving the country. I'll be in Bali from this point to that point. So that should anything happen to you when you're overseas, they're able to deploy people to actually help you.
Wait.
So
I've always seen people saying that you have to let them know that you are there, but I didn't know how to do it. So
you go, if you go to the DECO website, and just maybe Google ROSA.
Yeah.
And then you just do it online. You just, your name, passport number, where you be going, the dates, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, wow.
So
thank you.
Before you even
anything happening to me.
Hey, something almost happened to us in Brazil. Actually, in Angola, when we were coming back, and that experience, I'm never actually going to go to Angola because experience. So we almost, let me say, almost got arrested because they thought we were drug mules.
Oh my gosh.
And we hadn't.
You had dreadlocks?
No, we had braids. But we were literally picked from the queue and they were like, you, come with us. And we were screened, body searched, the works. And I was thinking, oh my God, if we're in trouble. So had something happened then, then if Deco knew that we were in Angola, then they would.
Have you ever registered before?
I haven't. That's
so,
the thing.
Yeah, I'm just reading this website now. It says, like, by registering your trip online with Rosa, you assist the Department of International Relations and Cooperation to locate you during an emergency, verifying your status and liaising with your next of kin. Registration is voluntary and free of charge. You can register as an individual traveler, as a group, register multiple destinations. Wow, this is absolutely amazing. Thank you so much, Lerato.
So you need that. So before you leave, maybe while you're chilling at the lounge, having your champers, just quickly do a registration before you exit the country. Because you're thinking, when I check my passport at customs, they should know.
Yeah.
But no, I think that's an extra mile.
Okay,
in case you get into trouble.
Absolutely amazing. I'm going to do this from now on.
Thanks. I also didn't know about it.
Any tips, Levza, that you would give?
Mine is that, like, never walk around with your passport if you're exploring and whatnot, because anything can happen. Like, lock it up in the safe, because that's like your ticket.
Yeah.
Outside of the plane ticket to go back to your country.
But have an identity just in case something happens to you, then you can be identified.
Yeah, I always take my ID card, because I'm just like, okay, when I travel around, I'll have my ID, but my passport will be safe.
Because
If I lose my ID, I can use my passport until I get an ID. So.
So yes, just make sure that you lock your passport in the safe. And then go do whatever you want, but also to read up about the places that you're visiting, because it's so important, especially when you think about places like Dubai. If you don't know, and then you just do start like covering, like showing up.
Do you remember our friend in Dubai? Don't be kissing people on the street.
You'll get arrested.
You know what I mean? So those are the
kind
of things that you need to do your research before you go to a place, so that you decide if you want to go, you don't want to go, because you don't think you can deal with the rules and the culture differences and whatnot. Because I think, like, sometimes we are so spoiled here, South Africa, and then you'd assume that everyone is like that, but there's like different
dynamics. Be respectful at the end of the day.
I think just comes to that. But
this is really amazing. Thank you so much, guys. I hope the first time travelers, our future travelers, have learned I definitely learned a lot from the conversation. So thank you so much.
Because you always think that you know it all, but every time I even listen to this podcast, I'm like, oh, I didn't know
you
that.
Pick up
I didn't know
things.
There's always new things. And start traveling locally.
Yes.
Yeah. Even do like your short lifts.
Yeah.
I still need to do a short lift to Eastern Cape.
Yeah. I have an episode coming up about Tsitsikamma. That should be Tsitsikamma and Coffee Bay.
I think Eastern Cape is highly underrated.
All right. So thank you so much, guys. Thank you guys for listening. I hope you enjoyed the episode and that you learned a bit as much as I learned. We shall see you guys next week. But before then, please feel free to give us feedback. Give me feedback on social media. Where do we find you guys on social media?
Twitter, Instagram, same name. I remember we were dragging someone for having different handles.
I'm glad you have learned.
So it's at Lebza for sure, for the number, and
And I'm at Lavito, L-A-V-I-T-O.
Awesome. And I am at Miss Lelo B. Thank you, guys. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye. Tata.